This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dominic Rocco, D-O-M-I-N-I-C-K-R-O-C-C-O, date of birth 10-11, date of birth October 1st, 1937, date of appointment December 12, 2022, requesting physician Kenneth Riley, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-R-I-L-E-Y. Dear Dr. Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Dominic Rocco today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having restless leg syndrome for 20 years. He has a right hip fracture long time ago. Physical therapy done at Saratoga Hospital, seen by orthopedic, epidural done about 20 years ago. He got off the table and fell down, could not walk for 6 years, seen by neurologist in the past. EMG of the lower extremity is done, which shows left-sided nerve damage. He now can walk. His left foot is still hurt. Left shoulder blade has a pain, seen by the VA psychiatrist. Left leg jump more than the right leg at night. Left foot is numbed. Left toes go curl up. Having burning pain in the lower leg with pins and needles. No weakness. Hands are okay. He has arthritis in the hand. He has a back which bother him. Past medical history. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, erectile dysfunction, overweight, restless leg syndrome, GERD, degenerative disc disease, decreased hearing, diabetes mellitus, anxiety, prostatic cancer, chronic seasonal allergic rhinitis, coronary artery disease, neuropathy, polymyalgia rheumatica, chronic pain, past surgical history, none, allergy, lisinopril, metformin, penicillin, codeine, medications, alprazolam, aspirin 81 milligram, Casodex, desmopressin, gabapentin 100 milligram 3 times daily, glipizide, metoprolol, omeprazole, prednisone, rizavestatin 20 milligram daily, tamsulosin, trazodone, doxycycline, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is married with his wife, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased due to cancer, father deceased due to cancer, 3 sisters and 2 brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, loss of orgasm, physical examination, blood pressure 130 or 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. NEXAPLE, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on right side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses, flexor, sensory system examination revealed. Decreased pain prick and vibratory sensation on the left foot, gait ataxic. Assessment and plan. 85-year-old right handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, restless leg syndrome. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, back pain. Number 5, hearing loss. Next paragraph. Patient does not want any EMG testing, but I would like to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to increase the gabapentin to 300 mg 3 times daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.